One of the great things that is hitting the Hunter at the moment is the Stronger Communities program, where people can apply for grants from the government to go towards things that are helping our community. Someone that's got an interest in this is Member for Paterson, Merrill Swanson, and Merrill's on the phone at the moment. Good morning, Merrill. Very exciting that many Hunter organisations have been the recipient of the Stronger Communities program.
Yes, it's a fantastic program, and it's one of those things that, you know, everyone, all electorates across Australia get to be involved in. And it's really great for small community organisations, and also local government helps out often with these as well. Basically, what it's for is for small capital works projects. So when I say that, I mean things like, you know, perhaps building something at a sporting field. For example, one of the ones that was successful in the past, Curry Tennis Club applied for one. And they were able to relay two courts with some new tennis, some material to play tennis on, and it was just a fantastic thing. What it also requires is it's a dollar-for-dollar grant, and a lot of small community organisations think, oh, we haven't got the money to match dollar-for-dollar. But you can use it and you can match it in kind. So, you know, you might get members of your organisation to work, and that has a value, and you can put that towards the grant. So it really is terrific. And often local government organisations as well might partner with a smaller community organisation, and that's how it can, you know, come to fruition. So it really is a great opportunity. We're not talking, you know, about a prince's ransom in terms of money, but, you know, up to $20,000 can really do a lot for a small organisation. So I'm just really pleased to be able to say to our community here in Paterson across the electorate, look, if you're an organisation and you've got a project in your mind, you know, maybe a fence that needs fixing, I'll give you a good example of one of them. Over at Western Bears Soccer Club last year, they built an accessible raised area for people with wheelchairs, so that people in wheelchairs and people, perhaps elderly people on walking frames who wanted to come and watch some soccer, instead of having to try and climb up the grandstand or sit at ground level where it's harder to see, they got up onto a raised area where they could watch the game, and it just makes the world of difference, you know. So things like that, you know, they helped with the work for that. So there's lots of things, and I know since I've been elected, heaps and heaps of people, you know, you go and meet a group and they say, oh, is there any money around, Merrill? Well, this is the chance, you know, for groups like that who, you know, might need an upgrade of a kitchen facility or you know, and obviously these things are, we have a panel of people that will, you know, make the decision of what we put forward, and that's really important as well. So it's not, I don't get the full say on this. You know, we have some community representatives who assess the applications and look at the value and make sure we're getting really good value for money, and, you know, it's got to be a worthwhile project, and of course we look at how many people in the broader community will benefit from it. So there's it's not money for jam, certainly.
Merrill, I do like the concept that if you don't have the money in the tin, you can pay in kind. And we know that all of our organisations across the Hunter are built on great volunteer involvement. So I can't imagine there would be too much trouble getting the volunteers in the organisations to make up the difference.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, I'm talking to you on 2NURFM, one of the most outstanding examples of volunteerism across our region. I mean, you know, Mark, terrific 2NUR would be not as terrific without its fabulous volunteers, of which you and I have both been at times. So it is about, you know, that people that just do it for the love and commitment and want to see their organisation do well, they want, and basically they just want to help other people. And this is where they can do that. So it's great. So if people are interested, my website's got all the details.
Merrill, always great to talk to you. Next time you have to make sure you come in and say hello for us.
Now, listen, just quickly, I believe there's a special birthday boy today.
Oh, yes, that's me. Thank you, Merrill.
Are you blowing out a few candles today?
Yeah, just a couple, just a few.
Good to see that you're working on your birthday, Mark Rourke. I loved making your community better.
I mentioned last time that I'm having some days off next week and you were coming in to fill in. Yes, no, have I got you on that?
Oh, I might have forgotten which button to push, Mark. It could be a rocky shift.
I'm sure. Most of them are rocky. Have you heard this program, Merrill? Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to Member for Paterson, Meryl Swanson. We've got some information and a link on our Morning Show page if you would like to find some more information about the Stronger Communities program. 2NURFM 103.7.